With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE live and a local. Nice to have you tuned in here on this Thursday. Beautiful start to the day. Sunshine and 53 degrees. And a little preview of Hartford Harvest Day for us here this morning. We're attempting to get a hold of Nick Bess, one of the lead organizers of Hartford Harvest Day, but can't find Nick right now. But we will let you know that, Hartford Harvest Day is coming up this Saturday, September 28th. The theme for this year's event is the next generation, and things will start at 8 o'clock in the morning. They have a cancer walk scheduled, and that's the registration. The walk will start at around 8:30. Yvonne Gardner is the contact person there. And then at 9 o'clock and going until 3, all the crafts and many food booths will be opening up. 10 o'clock is the big parade with parade marshals Ron and Nancy Breckheisen.
Awesome.
Nicely done there. 11 until 3, kids games, and the Emporia Arts Council Artmobile will be there, along with car washing going on from 11 until 3. 11 o'clock in the morning in Hartford this Saturday, a disc golf tournament. And also at the same time, 3-on-3 basketball tournament there. That will be in the park. Get a hold of Dalen if you want to get a 3-on-3 team registered. And Dalen's number is 785-448-8567. And also at 11 o'clock, that's a big start time for many events.
I guess. Yeah, you're
the,
right.
The little Mr. and Miss Harvest Day winners will be announced. Okay. 11:30 until 1:30, entertainment on Main Street. Caleb Cook and Friends. Noon until 2, caricatures will be done by Jim Stuckey. $5 per photo. Pretty good deal there, huh? A kickball tournament will be happening at noon.
And I do believe, we can stop reading off the schedule and let Nick Bess, who's one of the lead organizers for Hartford Harvest Day, take it from here.
All right. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Well, we started.
We got halfway.
Listing some of the events happening this Saturday. So everything's set to go. You all ready to go for Saturday?
Yeah, it's a long list of events, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Glad you stepped in to help me out.
Yeah. Yeah, one of our goals was to kind of bring back everything that used to happen at the Harvest Day. So I don't think we quite got everything, but we've got a pretty good list.
I tell you what, so let's start like at noon. We mentioned the caricatures, and what about you got some entertainment slated for Main Street throughout the day?
Yeah, we've got a couple performers that are going to come, a couple smaller bands that are going to come. There's a talent show in the afternoon, and then we've got, 3-on-3 basketball, the cornhole tournament from the Booster Club. We've pretty much got a full day packed in there.
And you also have things for basically all ages. I mean, we mentioned here about, the cancer walk. You got the craft and food booths that are going to help and really set the table for all ages, disc golf tournament, basketball tournament. And then you look at the kids' games, the Little Mr. and Little Miss Harvest Day winners, baby contest, and a kids' talent show. So you've done an impressive job of making sure that any and all age ranges are going to have something that they'll enjoy.
Yeah, that's actually mostly Bettina Shank and Taylor Kelly. They did a lot of lining this stuff out and fielding the phone calls and lining up all these sponsors that you can see on our flyer. We'd be lost without those two.
So what about food and drink available all day, Nick?
The 627, they're pretty much going to be there from, I think they were even talking mimosas for breakfast.
Woof, okay.
Hey.
They're going to be there from breakfast clear through the dance. We've got a barbecue food truck coming out of Burlington, the same one that was at the fishing tournament. So if anyone enjoyed that, I know he sold out at the fishing tournament. He'll be there. We're pretty packed with just different vendors and the food. the bounce house is for the game. The cheerleader, or for the kids, the cheerleaders are doing all the kids' games. So we're going to block off everything pretty much from the elevators to when you first come in town by the high school. And we'll have axe throwing going on up there.
Nice. And what about the Grave Decisions Escape Mobile Unit? What is this?
Oh, what?
That is, they have a mobile escape room, from what I understand. The Grave Decisions there in Emporia, them and the axe shed have mobile units. I haven't ever seen those before, so I'm pretty excited to check those out while they're here.
Yeah, $30 a room. You've heard, I think folks have heard about escape rooms, so this is kind of a mobile one of those, and I think up to four people can go per room. And will the climbing wall be there too?
Yes, the climbing wall will be set up by the baseball field. And that was just something that a few of us could remember as kids, and so we wanted to get that brought back. It was always a fun time.
Indeed. Nick Best joining us to talk about Hartford Harvest Day activities Saturday, and it's basically it is all day and deep into the evening hours. You mentioned here about the street dance, Brick Horse performing. That always brings a crowd.
Yeah, this is going to be a first for me. I haven't heard Brick Horse, but I must be the last person left around here that hasn't seen them. So.
Yeah, they do a great job. So when do they start, and where will they be performing?
They're going to start about 8 p.m. They're going to be right on Main Street. I mean, we're going to have them set up right beside where Theta's Hardware used to be. And then that's where we're going to have the 627's mobile bars are going to be just right beside them. So we're going to be taking up most of that main stretch between the gas station and the high school. Okay. For the dance.
Nick, what does it mean for you to be involved here with Hartford Harvest Day? To organize this long list of activities and really to see what the reactions are going to be from local and area residents here this weekend?
I love it. I love anything like this in our community. It's something that we'd lost for a couple years, and then Ashley Kopecki brought back a smaller version the last 2 years, and it actually motivated everyone, a pretty good group of people, to bring it back, because it's something that we all remember from when we were younger. But anything that can get the community together and just let us have some all fun together, we need that right now. So it's great. It's from when everyone was younger, you have all these great memories of Harvest Days and the rock wall, face painting. The only thing we didn't get back that we really wanted to was the car show. And we want to share that with our kids, too.
Well, it's a big event, and it's coming up this Saturday, and everyone's invited to attend Hartford Harvest Day, coming up in Hartford all day this coming Saturday. Nick, we appreciate your time this morning.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Nick Bess previewing Hartford Harvest Day. Yeah, theme is the next generation, and they have got a lot.
Oh, man.
A lot going on all day Saturday, and you all are invited to attend.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot 720 every weekday morning, be prepared.